Ah, so here in the wee hours of the morning, the dark parts of the night, I'm reading this and I'm going, wow, this is a sobering read. Lord, what are you saying here? And I look at the book of Luke here, just at the end of chapter 9. And Jesus, you know, has gained in popularity, so everywhere he goes, he's popular. Whether that be as like a circus attraction, or whether that be genuine heart interest in the coming of the kingdom of God. But a lot of people are coming to him and basically saying, hey, I want to follow you. And Jesus kind of, in just a few verses, really contextualizes that. Basically says, look, let me tell you the truth about this. Let me show you what it is you're discussing, what it is you're suggesting. Someone comes up to him and says, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus says, okay, foxes have dens. Birds of the sky, they have nests, but I don't have anywhere to lay my head. All right? So that's the truth of what you're saying when you say, I will follow you wherever you go. It's not going to be the Hilton or the Hyatt in every city. I don't have a place to go and even lay my head. Jesus calls out to somebody and says, hey, follow me. And this person says, well, okay, but let me go bury my father first. And Jesus is like, wait a minute. Let the dead take care of itself. You now go and spread the news of the kingdom. And then another guy says, I'll follow you, Lord, but first, let me go say goodbye to my family. Let me say bye to everybody. And Jesus is like, look, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. And that's what really jumped out at me today. You know, you don't get to start this and then go back from this. What I really get out of these examples is Jesus is saying, look, the truth of the gospel is that this isn't always going to be easy. There's joy. There's fulfillment. There's meaning. This is the greatest adventure of life. And this is the reason for life. But it's going to be hard sometimes. And this gospel, this isn't about what's convenient for you. You don't jump in and jump out of it as it suits you. When you can find the time or when you muster up the desire. And really count the cost. Because once you start, once you put your hand to the plow, once you start, if you look back, you're not even fit for the kingdom. I know that's one of the more difficult, more sobering things to deal with. That's not healing and prosperity and the blind see and the dead being raised and life and restoration. And all of those things are part of the truth of the gospel and the beauty of what Christ and the work of Christ offers. But Jesus is also saying, look, this is a fallen world and there's work to be done. And then right after that, he commissions 70 and sends them out before him, giving them instructions on how to go, traveling light, not really taking much, staying where they can, blessing the people that they stay with, eating what it is they're given. And if they're rejected, just to dust off their feet and not even carry the dust along. But they're sent on a mission. Jesus says, go into these places and heal the sick. And tell the people that the kingdom of God is near them.